A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 17th, 2015. And you are listening to Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the SADC Summit currently underway in Gaborone, Botswana.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Our region continues to exhibit political maturity and remains a shining beacon of democracy on the continent. During the past year, six countries conducted free, fair, and credible elections. In that regard, I wish to congratulate heads of state and government and the peoples of Botswana, Lesotho, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, and Zambia for the exemplary manner in which they conducted their respective elections.
Tinoona kuti iko zvino tanga paine dare rekusadzembe kweAfrica rinonzi SADC Tribunal ratorerwa masimba ekuti rizeye nyaya dzezvekodzero dzevanhu. Saka zvinoreva kuti hapatisina bako rekuwanda kana utiziro kune vanhu vanenge vachiti vane nhuna vatadzirwa nenyika dzavo havachisina kwekuenda.
Loko kuqakatheke ngoba abantu ikakhulu abakulona lolu hlangothi oluqambayo bakhuliswe ngendlela ethile, isikristu sinengi, imfundo inengi, yikho okubenza ukuthi bengathandi ukudlakela lokuvukela lokuvukela uhulumende wabo.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the SADC Summit.
The implementation of the recently adopted regional industrialization strategy is on top of the agenda at the 35th Ordinary Session of Summit of SADC, heads of state and government, taking place in Gaborone, Botswana, today and Tuesday. Botswana leader Ian Khama is the new SADC chairman, taking over from President Robert Mugabe. But rights groups are calling on leaders of the 15-member bloc to take steps to improve the rule of law and human rights.
The SADC summit is responsible for the overall policy direction and control of functions of the community, ultimately making it the policy-making institution of SADC. It is made up of all SADC heads of state or government and is managed on a troika system that comprises of the current SADC summit chairperson, the incoming chairperson, the deputy chairperson at the time, and the immediate previous chairperson. The troika system vests authority in this group to take quick decisions on behalf of SADC that are ordinarily taken at policy meetings scheduled at regular intervals, as well as providing policy direction to SADC institutions in between regular SADC summits. The troika system operates at the level of the summit, and then the organ on politics, defense, and security, the Council of Ministers, and the Standing Committee of Senior Officials. Gibbs.
What is your view on the SADC summit? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamadza diwa nasi tila kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve musangano we SADC uko kune vatungamiri venyika dzemu dzekuchamhembe kweAfrica kana kuti dzemu dunhu re SADC dzinovaidzo gumi neshanu. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevamwe vatungamiri venyika dzakaita seSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma vari kumusangano iwoyo. Vatungamiri venyika nehurumende vatanga kusangana nhasi uye misangano yavo ichapera mangwana. Nyaya huru iri kutaurwa nezvayo inyaya yehupfumi, kuti nyika dzemuSADC dzoita sei kuti dziwane chouviri pane zviwanikwa zvadzo nezvimwe. Gibbs.
Ndibokambe Zulu kandaba lingalithola njani kulangapha lapha etikhona. Thina ngapha ke hayi siyaphila ke lo Blessing Zulu. ye esukhangelayo lamhlanje ke umhlawu nomkhulu wesathi kwenzelwa khona ngale kule Gaborone eBotswana. Ye sizwile ke umongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi kasenguye uChalimane ke kumbe ngithi umgcini sihlalo weSADC njengoba lokhu sokuthethwe ke ngumnumzana uKhama Seretse Ian Khama yena osezibambile esidukwini. Sibe kwazi njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe balembono etshiyeneyo xa sokubuya ukuthi kambe batholeni ngokuthi umongameli Mugabe azibambe kulesethisana sikhundla. Bakhona bathi akula nto ayenzayo, babe khona abanye bathi hayi wazama sibili ukuthi aqhube inhlelo zeZimbabwe ungazani wayekhekebula kwampana kuzim asset aphosile ngapha kuSADC kodwa abantu abanye bathi kakuzange uhambe kuhle. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani-ke ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Nxa lifuna ukungena-ke uhlelo nasenombolo 001 202 619 2077. Ye khonapho-ke eChinoyi, khonapho eHarare, khonapho-ke eChitungwiza koBulawayo, ngelani kuhlelo Bybridge Chani Sizwe. Nda.
I think we have our first two guests lined up. Gibbs, first we have human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch. He's a senior researcher there and is currently in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. And from London, we have my good friend Nick Mangwana, the ZANU-PF UK province chairperson. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mavinga. We know that you issued a statement, you know, saying that, you know, Zimbabwe, SADC nations should actually observe the rule of law and actually respect human rights. So give us a little bit of what exactly we're talking about here.
Well, what we have is that SADC leaders voluntarily have signed on to international human rights agreements, and in all the constitutions, the 15 SADC states, they have bills of human rights that are there. Mm-hmm. So we are saying they must simply abide by those human rights standards that are also contained in the SADC treaty. And we see that in recent years, there has been a downward spiral in terms of human rights respect and respect for the rule of law in Southern Africa. And particularly worrying is the fact that, for example, if you look at Zimbabwe, the government there is failing to respect rights. We have what an activist, Itai Zamarawi, has disappeared 5 months going now, and no word about his whereabouts. 20,000 people displaced by the Kosi floods in Mwenezi, in Chingwizi. They are destitute and in dire need, but the government of Zimbabwe has turned its back on them. In other countries like Swaziland, we have serious issues of human rights and respect for fundamental rights there, because there is an absolute monarchy that is not giving way to a constitutional democracy. In South Africa, where we would have thought that things are okay, we are also seeing red flags that things are not okay. For example, now the waves of xenophobia, attacks on African foreign nationals, which the government has not taken significant steps to prevent. This might recur, so we are worried. But at regional level, there was a promise and hope in the SADC tribunal that it is a regional court that has got the power to decide over human rights issues. But it was torpedoed and weakened in terms of that power when Zimbabwe and White Commission farmers challenged the government of Zimbabwe and won their case at the SADC tribunal. The reaction from the SADC leaders was to, instead of promoting human rights, was to say, no, let's strip this body of its power, let's weaken it and leave it only with power to adjudicate over disputes between member states of the SADC. And so now we do no longer have a regional court that speaks for the people, and this is really a sad chapter in terms of human rights respect. So these are some of the challenges that we are experiencing and that we want SADC leaders to address decisively.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mangwana, your response to that, because apparently President Robert Mugabe, addressing the SADC summit, said that the region is actually a shining beacon of democracy. Is it that Mr. Mavinga might have missed the memo?
I don't think Mr. Mavinga has said anything wrong. He basically said there should be improvements. And there should be improvements indeed. What the president said, okay, right now, I think, compared to other regions of Africa, West, East, and Central, SADC is quite stable. Very few coups, just a bit of instability in Lesotho and whatever was happening in the Indian Ocean. But other than that, it's relatively stable and peaceful. So in that, you compare that to West Africa, where Chad, and Nigeria are grappling with Boko Haram and so on. So obviously, and you go to East Africa, Somalia, where Al-Shabaab is causing havoc in Kenya, Somalia, and so on. So you go to North Africa, the terrorism and so on. But SADC is a bit different because it's relatively peaceful. Now, because of that, it's peaceful actually, and SADC can concentrate on developmental issues, which is why industrialization, last year, value addition and beneficiation are the main themes. Development rather than peaceful issues. Issues of peace, rather.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the SADC Summit currently underway in Gaborone, Botswana. Gibbs.
Yes, akuzakhulu mfowethu into ndekhola ngingahambi kukhola nje ngitshe ngimtshele ukuthi bekuthiwani lapha kwathi kukhulunywa ngumnumzana uMavinga ukhulume nge itayitzamara ukuthi kukhanyazani lokho engakabonakali ngakho-ke kuyephulwa izinto eziningi kule Zimbabwe kuthi bebuye-ke le tshingwizi khona ngale uthe ngani kuyahlupha kuzobuya eSwaziland uthi lakho kungani inkosi sibili ibusa kubi ibusa ngocuku kube sokubuya-ke e-South Africa uthi lakho khona ngale sokungani akukhanye ukuthi kuya ngaphi kuzobuye-ke umnumzana uMangwana uthi-ke i-SADC region ingcono kulezinye indawo ezinjengalezo i-Nigeria langaphi ngaphi lapho kulabo Boko Haram khona Nkomo uzwile lapho okukhulunywe khona uMangwana uMavinga wezwa futhi okukhulunywe ngubaba uMangwana ye ngena-ke ngembono yakho baba siza ukuthi ungathini
ye iZimbabwe ayaphuzanga vele ibe lapho ngoba lilizwe elibulela abantu lamandla abantu beke becatsha ilizwe elihluphekayo elingalamali eyayo elike lizithethi libe currency lona lingalasenti ilizwe elilabantu abangasebenziyo abagcwele ngaphandle kwamazwe abahluphekayo ungayebhoda ebredis bahamba 24 hours ogogo labokhulu bafunani ngabe balele ekhaya kuqualify i-South Africa leBotswana labonamibia yiwo amazwe agcine okungamazwe kwe-afrika konke khonokho kuningi ukuthi kuzifaka ku-SADC khona vele kuthi kuhluphekela akulamsebenzi lelo asolizwe ngilami ngizalwa khona asolizwe vele kufuze libe lapho ngiyazi i-history from 1980 usiyemuva le kusiza lamhlanje ngokubulala abantu kubothwa abantu abangalamacala becatha abantu alelo ngabe vele liyakhutshwa lingabi khona
ye kodwa-ke nxa usukhangele-ke ubonazane umongameli Mugabe uwenze kanjani esebambile esidukini kwabantu
kuyafana nokuthi ubengekho ngoba vele ilizwe lithola ngalutho abantu baqotha imisebenzi ebusuku le mini akulalutho baba ngabe vele kabasinikezanga eZimbabwe isikhundla leso ngabe mbe basifake khonapha e-South Africa basibisile eBotswana sayabuya khona bazibesaye leSotho sayinamibia kithi vele nje bebesenza nje kuphela hayi vele asifuzanga sibe khona vele kithi kuze kogcina
ye umbuzo wami wokugcina-ke ngukuthi pho-ke nxa kukuthi akukhanyi lokuthi iZimbabwe ingena ngaphi kusadiki lapha pho kumele ingene kuphi inhlanganiso
ngabi labo Somalia okuhluthekwa khona okunye okunye kuyinhlanganiso vele kungalaphizo ngoba vele abantu bakithi bahlupheka babulawa lapha bagcwele bayisabe izitalada zonke bavalekeleni khona lapho kabahlale ngabe kuthiwa lilizwe eliraiti eliphucukile labantu kusa kahle ngabe bahleli ngabe sihleli ngabe lami ngisekhaya ngikhuluma njiwana but ngendlela yokuthi akulalutho ilizwe lingala currency yayo abantwana abazalwa namhla bazalelwe elizweni bengule elalingala currency elalisebenzisa izinkomo
hawu boni-ke mnumzana Nkomo siyabonga kakhulu baba
ngiyabonga
Yeah, so what Mr. Nkomo was saying is that Zimbabwe is not even supposed to be in the SADC kind of, portfolio. So he says there are three countries that may seem to qualify to be members of SADC, and that is South Africa, Botswana, and Namibia, simply because they've got some, good economies. They are actually prospering, but others are not doing well. He says Zimbabwe may join some kind of quasi organization rated along the Somalia and other lines, you know. So he further said that Mr. Mugabe did not achieve anything for Zimbabwe, you know, while he was in SADC. He says instead people were losing jobs. So what benefits? Nothing, according to him.
Regatende unemwe mutereri mkoma tondirai makadi.
Ndakasimba mkoma muri sei?
Aiwa isu tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Varume nhaya muri kutaura ndinobvumira nemukomana ataura vechindevere nababa Mavhinga. Upenyu hwedu munyika medu hwakaoma mukoma Blessing. Mukuru anga achitoya toya achifamba achienda kwaanga achienda. Chekutanga munyika medu hatina mari yedu mukoma Blessing. Saka tikataura pane zveupfumi nekodzero dzevanhu hapana chatinombowana chinofamba pazviri tinotambura munyika medu. Asi zvikuru sei zvinhu zviri kunyanya kushata ndezvekuti vakabata matomo akuru wedawa hawasi kuda kana kumboteerera kuti vanzwewo zvinotaura vamwe. Upfumi hwedu hwaenda hwanyangara baba mai kunzira sekuru kunzira tete kunzira muzukuru kunzira kunzira kwacho futi kwamuka chibhebhenenga kwakurwa tochimhanyira kupi mukoma Bresi.
Aiwa pane dambudziko
tatambura baba hatina chatinombogona kumutsa kana tisina mari yedu munyika. Uyewo ava vakura avava hatichatsvagi kuti ndiana akaita nhau nekuti wakundikana tombozamawo zvimwe. Ndokuti tiwane tichinzwananawo nekugwana navamwe nezvimwe zvese zvinoitika muno munyika munomu hamuna kugadzikana zvakanyanya zvanga zvitaurwa navamavhinga zvezenofobia kange ichitarisa zvekusomari nekuko unana Boko Haramu vanhu vachiurayiwa vachiita zvakadaro izvo. Asi vanhu ava vane mari dzavo vane zviro zvavo zvimwe zvezvimwe zveikonomi zvavo zvakanaka. Asi chanyanya munyika medu ndechekuti hatina mari yedu izvozvo vakuru vedu vanoti kudii kana vachizviona. Ndinoimba shamwari yangu anga achitaura uyo mangwana uyu ndinomuzivisisa sterekiti pakadoma apa achiita ugweta hwake kusvika paazo ari paari mangwana umwe wangu. Zvinhu zvakanyangara pakunyangarisika pakanyanya ngatigadzirisa nezvinhu zvedu munyika medu muwe nemari yedu ikonomi yedu ishande vanhu vasadzingwe mabasa zviri kuitwa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma tonderai.
Ndinotenda baba wangu.
Of course, I think the concern by many people is about the state of Zimbabwe's economy. People are still worried that the country does not have a currency of its own, and they are saying it will be difficult to benefit from SADC if Zimbabwe is not stable. Of course, he also alluded to the fact that Mr. Mugabe seems to have been traveling a lot as SADC chairperson. And that he is not agreeing with. Tinemwe mutereri mukoma Adron makadi.
Ndiripo makadi mukoma
please. Tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinopinda muchirongwa nemubvunzo mukoma Blessing kuti rai. SADC oro AU haina homwe here inobuditsa mari inofambiswa nemukuru kana kuti mutungamiri wemapato iwayo.
Mari SADC pache zvairi kutotatarikawo mukoma Adron nekudaro vanyika dzinotarisirwa kuti dzinge dzichishandisawo mari yadzo mune mamwe mabasa eSADC.
Anada kubatsira vamwe vangu kuti vasanyanya kuchema zvavo kana kushupika panyaya yekuti vamugabe vatravhela a lot. That's not the case. If you look, even this scammer who took the chairmanship, he's going to move around. That is the work. That is the duty of the head of that organization. And even if one is going to have the African Union chairmanship, he's going to travel a lot. The AU pocket will milk out funds for him to do the business. And secondly, you know what, Nkoma Blessing? Zimbabwe, you know, it's one of the best countries in terms of human resource. We are a highly demanded nation in terms of human resources. You know, we are very successful in our education, but we produce nothing out of our education, you see. Most of the young people from universities in Zimbabwe are very successful, but very insignificant. They are not doing anything to help or to influence the economy of the nation. Mm-hmm. They are just there to wait and see if there is a policy introduced by government, mm-hmm. then they will quickly criticize. Mm-hmm. Other than putting effort to strengthen the weaknesses, to show the government, you know, Atamataga, Emadai, because we are educated. What does the word education mean? Educators, educate. It means we've been put forth intellectually, physically, and mentally. But you see, these educated guys are just there to switch on politics much and switch off their intellect in seeing and inspiring others.
Mm-hmm.
They are just there to criticize. If we move from self-successful to self-transcendent or self-significant, you know, mm-hmm. we need to go beyond the hierarchy of Maslow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go beyond self-actualization and mm-hmm. move on to self-transcend, whereby through your successful mm-hmm. Successfulness or either university a degree or what, you need to inspire, influence positively others, either your community, your region, your nation. You know, mm-hmm. a Zimbabwean person cannot be appreciated unless Zimbabwe as a whole or Africa as a whole do such things that will be appreciated by other people outside there.
Thank you so much, Adron, for your contribution.
I thank you, Ngoma.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Very interesting there.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Mr. Mavinga, I think you heard the gentleman there. He's even using Maslow. I guess you know Maslow a lot, right? So, but that's not the issue right now. So the question here, Mr. Mavinga, is, you know, a lot of people are actually questioning Mr. Mugabe's presence in the SADC kind of, you know, portfolio. So at the end of the day, what will happen if people want to put Zimbabwe on the agenda in the next kind of, you know, few months?
I think what needs to happen is that there needs to be a real transformation within SADC so that it ceases to be an old boys' club. You know, the leaders are there to protect each other, and it becomes a genuine body that looks out for the improvement of the lives of the people of SADC. And this is important because, you know, all these things are not relevant if that body that is called SADC fails to improve ordinary people's lives. And what Abraham is saying is really a reflection of a lack of knowledge of the nature of oppression and dictatorship that we experience in these countries. The thing of trying to talk of constructive criticism in Zimbabwe does not work. We have Itai Dzamara, who tried to point out to the government that he should step down and allow for presidential elections. But now he has been disappeared. His family is suffering. So the nature of oppression makes it difficult for well-meaning citizens to advance and promote development in their countries. So Zimbabwe is clear President Mugabe at 91 is beyond his prime and should simply step aside and allow fresh leadership and fresh ideas to take Zimbabwe forward. Without that, without a strong political base and leadership, we cannot talk of development. We cannot talk of economic integration. We cannot talk of trade. We will continue to sink down in a downward spiral. So what we need is to ensure that we have our politics right. And this is where we are pleading with the President Mugabe and the ZANU-PF leadership, not to be selfish, but to think of the people of Zimbabwe, the millions who are suffering, who are crossing the bed-bridge border every day to take out living in South Africa, the millions in the diaspora, the millions of vendors. We have nothing else to do. To say, for a first start for the country, there needs to be a political settlement, a political negotiation that says, Gusungu zvakwana, chipaiwa mumukana, tiende mberi senyika, mangwana tinoda kuraramawo.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mangwana, if you can respond to what Mr. Mavinga is saying.
I think the people that say Zimbabwe should not be in SADC are talking nonsense, to be blunt. I mean, what's that based on? Yes, we've got a case of Itai Dzamara who disappeared, but nobody knows. All you have is conjecture that the state was involved or whatever was involved. The state is also saying, and everybody, other observers and neutrals are saying, there is another third end to this. So we're not even talking about Itai Dzamara where there's no conviction of anything. one person disappeared, okay, it's one too much. We were not underplaying that. But the fact that one person disappears cannot say there is no free expression in Zimbabwe. Every banner of any newspaper you read in Zimbabwe right now is anti-government. Some of them are actually blistering in their attack on the president. And even on the person of the president, and nothing is happening to them. That's free expression for you. Right now, you're broadcasting right into Zimbabwe. And the people that are talking from Zimbabwe, they're giving you their names. Nothing is happening to them. Mr. Mavinga can walk into Zimbabwe right now, drive or whatever he needs to do, fly into Zimbabwe, go by train, whatever, whichever way he uses. Nothing is going to happen to him. So there is free expression for you. People are being sent to SADC to lobby for Ian Kamam to exert pressure on President Mugabe. Nothing is going to happen to that delegation when they come back. So there is free expression in Zimbabwe. There is nothing. I mean, the whole thing that Zimbabwe is, you know, the worst country in SADC or whatever is actually nonsense. Zimbabwe is facing challenges. There is no question about it. We're facing economic challenges, and things should improve. But, right, let's move on to the issue of President Mugabe's legitimacy. Comrade, you should have a problem with people that voted for President Mugabe. If you've got a problem. He is there because he was voted into power. He is there because his party selected him to represent them in the election. Tsvangirai lost. Everybody else who participated in those elections lost. Now, instead of focusing on President Mugabe, focus on your own compatriots and the rest of the compatriots. Say, why did you vote this man in? Because he was voted in. So if you're changing your mind mid-term, sorry, mate, you made the decision and stick by it. Mm-hmm. He was 89 when he was voted in. That was the choice Zimbabweans made. They were aware of his... He never made a secret of when he was born. We celebrate his birthday every year, and we add one more. And people could calculate that from 89, he could go until he was 94. Mm-hmm. So they voted him in. They were filling the stadium when he was, I mean, all stadia and all arena when he was going around campaigning. I was there with him. So I know people were coming in hordes and thousands. So there you go. This is a choice made by Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sorry. You cannot have your cake and eat it. You chose the president. Knowing his age, he is there to fulfill his mandate. He has got a constitutional role to fulfill that mandate. Mm-hmm. If you remove him or try to remove him, that's unconstitutional because we've got a constitution that gives him all the first year term. So that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mangwana. Just quickly read what's on WhatsApp. Elias says, Elias, let me... take this. I think the messages are mixed up. Like, okay, let's say for today. Oh, Joseph says, Jasta is talking about the SADC leaders, of course, just enjoying themselves and advising each other on how to keep themselves in power. That's his view about the summit. Forrest says, I think he should also, referring to Mr. Mugabe, do the same by handing over the leadership of Zimbabwe to the one who win 2018 elections without any problems. Barbara says, Kama is better to be the chairperson of SADC than Mr. Mugabe. Bishop says there must be a fast and quick handover since Mr. Mugabe failed. Alfred says it is a good thing that Mr. Mugabe is passing on the baton to a sober-minded leader whose reign as chairman might bring in some sanity and credibility to the talk shop that SADC is. Jacob says, it shows clearly that Mr. Mugabe has failed to control African states as he failed a long time ago to take Zimbabweans to the land of honey and milk. Biula says, nyika zakavakidzana nenyika yedu dzichatangazve kuzarisa nevanhu venyika yedu. We'll continue to read some of these messages, and we also have Clever Zisadza. Gibbs, who do you have?
Yeah, we've got Mr. Nkosi. Kuna mbuka ye Botswana, mbabe kuna mbuka ye kachara mnumza.
Ramba ye muri parunari. Of course, Mr. Mangwana Holder will talk to you briefly before we turn to our next guest, ZANU-PF's David Ndlovu. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube, and I guess Mr. Mavinga, you can hold as well. Stay tuned.